It's official. The Super Bowl halftime performer has been named It's Bad Bunny. Now, supposedly, Taylor Swift did meet with the NFL. Two reasons. She's not doing it. She didn't want to do it for free. She also wanted a lot of control, more than just beyond her performance. Now, over the weekend, Taylor was at her friend Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco's wedding. So was Ed Sheeran, SZA, Paris Hilton, and Camila Cabello. Snoop Dogg will return for NBC's Winter Games coverage. The number one movie over the weekend in theaters, one battle after another. Saturday night, while on stage, Lola Young collapsed. She is okay. She told the audience the past couple days had been, quote, tricky, and she actually had to cancel the previous night's show due to a sensitive matter. Not a good weekend for the Minnesota Vikings, but check this out. Backup quarterback for the Steelers, Skylar Thompson, was jumped and robbed by several men in Dublin. And finally, Monday Night Football, we've got a couple of games for you. Dolphins are hosting the Jets. That's on ESPN with a 6:15 kickoff. And then, an hour later, the Broncos are at home up against the Bengals. That's your entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.